Hey, welcome to the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. I'm your host and teacher, Eddie Hyatt. So glad you're joining me today as we continue this exciting series on maximizing the power of the Lord's Prayer. So much packed in to this prayer. And you know, we should expect that. It came from the mouth of Jesus himself. And I can't emphasize enough, I believe with all my heart, that Jesus gave this, not as a rote prayer just to be repeated verbatim, although nothing wrong with doing that. But I believe he gathered together the great priorities and themes of prayer that we need to remember when we pray. Yesterday, we were talking about still that expression, give us this day our daily bread. And I was emphasizing yesterday how God is a provider. We see in Scripture, his name is Jehovah Jireh, the Lord our provider, and how Jesus, who is God incarnate, that in the Gospels, he was a provider. He provided for people. And I was sharing a story about how Sue and I, who will be married 47 years this May 17th, in the first years of our marriage, the first months and years of our marriage, how God was teaching us that he is our provider. So I want to pick up where I left off yesterday. So if you haven't listened to yesterday's episode, you need to go back and listen to it to get the rest of the story, because we're in a situation where we are at a seminar. This is probably the second year of our marriage. We're in a seminar in Dallas, Texas. We're 2,000 miles away from home. We had enough money to get there, but we didn't have enough money to get back. And now we are 2,000 miles away from home. We have no credit cards, and we have to drive 2,000 miles, and we have less than $2 on us. And so I go over to a meeting, and I told yesterday about how there were three scriptures about God's provision that God gave to Sue before we got married. And he gave her those scriptures, she said, for our life together. So she had shared those with me, and I'd incorporate those into my prayer. And I told how, in this situation, 2,000 miles away from home with less than $2, that Dick Mills, I was called out in a service, and Dick Mills spoke those exact three scriptures to me and one other. About, you know, not having any lack. Wow. And so God is confirming. And right after that, I left that meeting. A young man comes over and pulls out two traveler's checks and says, God's been telling me for 3 days to give you this. So he signed them. And probably he was in the service and heard Dick Mills what he said. I don't know. But anyway, he called me aside and he signed them. Well, that was $100. That's going to get us a little ways, but not very far. Well, here's a couple of things that I remember from there. From there, I was going up to visit my parents, who lived about a two-hour drive from where we were in Dallas, there in Shakota, Texas. Some of you listening may remember my parents pastored the Shakota Assembly of God. And so we stopped in Paris to visit some friends, Charles and Delilah Hicks, who are 45 years later, still very close friends and partners with us in this ministry. And so we just stopped in to have a little visit with them. And I still remember they had some iced tea. It was summertime. So we had some iced tea. And then we had to go on, drive out on out to my parents at Shakota. And as we're going out the door, Charles pulls out a $100 bill and hands to me. Wow, that's wonderful. Praise the Lord. That'll help. So then we go out, and my parents arrange for me to preach in a service. Now, I don't remember. There must not have been anything that happened. Back then, these were small churches. The offerings could be very small. It could be like $10, $15 even. So anyway, but we received something. It obviously wasn't anything out of the ordinary I would have remembered. But every little bit was helping. Then, after this, my brother had scheduled me to preach in the church he attended in a little town called Kiowa, Oklahoma. So we drove on up there. I'm guessing, not sure, but it was we preached in a night service and spent the night with them and then continued on our journey. I think it must have been a Sunday night. I probably preached on Sunday morning at my parents' church and then Sunday night there. And so this was a very small church, and I had preached there when I was a single person, you know, and they might have 8 or 10 people, and the offering might be $10 or $12 for the visiting preacher. Might $20 or $50 would be a landslide. So in the natural, I wasn't expecting much, and we still did not have everything we needed. But we were not telling anybody because God was teaching us to look to Him. So I preached that night, and there's only about 8 or 10 people there, but they take up an offering for me and give it to me, but it's not very much. But then the pastor's wife afterwards, she says to me before we leave, she says, she says, we take up a missionary offering every month, but we don't have a missionary. She said, so this missionary offering has been accumulating and building up. She said, would you all mind if we gave it to you? Of course, we said, no, praise the Lord, we don't mind at all. I don't remember how much it was, but it was a significant amount of money. Now, there was another situation that happened in Dallas, Texas, where Sue's mother-in-law, who was a Mary Kay distributor, she had given us some money to give to a woman for some Mary Kay. The woman who had signed her up, a Mary Kay distributor in Dallas. And so we contacted her to give her this money that our mother-in-law had sent along, but she wouldn't take it. She, oh no, I want to give that to her. And so that was another situation. But there was just this whole series of providential things that we had no idea that were going to happen. And it turned out that when we returned home, we had more money than we had left with. And it was such an incredible trip that we have never forgotten, because God confirmed to us that He was our provider. And He wanted us to look to Him, to give us His daily bread, to give us His daily provision. And I want you to know that Eddie and Sue Height don't have any special line on God. The only approach any of us, or the only access any of us have to God, is through Jesus Christ our Lord. Some learn the blessings and benefits of being in Christ and take advantage and appropriate the blessings and the privileges that are ours through Christ, but nobody has any special elite status with God apart from what we all have. And that doesn't matter who you are. Yes, there are gifts and callings, and God calls people into different positions and giftings and so on, but that is secondary to the fact that the only way any of us can come to God is through Jesus Christ our Lord. And we all have the same blessings and benefits that are ours in Christ. And He is our provider. And He will give you this day. I want to pray for somebody right now. Father, I pray and I put my faith in agreement with someone right now who has a very critical need. Lord, as they look to You right now, and they put their faith in You and You alone, I put my faith together with theirs. And Lord, I ask You to intervene supernaturally, providentially, meet their ways in ways they could never have thought of, but in ways they will know that it's You, that You have answered, You have come through, and that they will put their faith in You as never before. Thank You for doing it, Lord. I praise You today. in Jesus' name. I'm Eddie Hyatt. This is the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. So glad you joined me today. I hope you'll check out my website at eddiehyatt.com. Take advantage of the things that are there. If you'd like to friend me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter, you're welcome to do so. And I look forward to seeing you tomorrow as we continue maximizing the power of the Lord's Prayer.